as we play.
Talk about bold.
Fake news. Friday morning, fake news for you. We give you three news stories, two of which very accurate. Things that happen on this planet. Two true stories, one not. If you can tell us which of the three is the Friday morning fake news story, you're going to the Bulls, Bands, and Barrels, the finals night, a week from tomorrow night out there at Cowtown Coliseum. All right, are we prepared with said news stories?
Yes, sir.
Here we go with story number one.
Number one.
You know, there's nothing in life like a good neighbor, but one of them does not have the aloha spirit. Now, this guy lives in Southern California and nowhere near the train tracks. That doesn't really matter. You see, somehow he got a hold of a train whistle that he blares at random times and has been doing so for the last several months. Locals are now begging officials to do something because the noise can reach for 3.5 miles. The reason for all this? He's very mad at the LAPD.
Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm,
that's
yeah.
what I'd do. That's story number one. Number two.
There's a lot of ways to honor someone that you love and is now gone. Dana Austin has an interesting choice. You see, she had a piece of skin cut from her late husband's corpse. Featured his favorite Dallas Cowboys star tattoo and then had it framed. Now, to be fair, it did take him 3 months to complete. Admit she was shocked when she received the little slice of America's team from the coroner and is very happy to see her man's hair, skin, and blue ink from the good old days.
And then,
number three!
There's nothing like a good pair of sneakers, but $3,700... it's pretty high for back to school. So, two thieves in Memphis really wanted some of those expensive Nikes. Did they get a job? Maybe a side hustle? No way. They broke into a DHL truck, then helped themselves to 18 cases, and were very, very convicted and committed to the project. They snuck in the yard through the sewer system.
Well, there you have it, kids. Your three news stories, two of which very real, the other not so much. Which is the fake news story? Good morning. Who's this?
This is Quincy.
Quincy!
Hello!
Hello, hello!
How are we on a Friday, Quincy?
Living the dream.
Beautiful. Ooh. Where are we at today?
Over here in Cool.
Cool, Texas. That's beautiful.
That always is not Maui.
No. But aloha to you.
Yeah.
Nonetheless. He doesn't speak Hawaiian. That's okay. I didn't until this week.
I don't see that.
It was forced upon us all.
Mili kalikimaka.
Mahalo. I do want to, after the show, figure out how to say a few other words in Hawaii.
I got you.
I don't know.
Shaka.
I don't know. Once you find out which ones I want translated. Okay, here we go. You're first up, Quincy. Friday morning fake news. What are you out there doing this morning while you fake news with us?
I'm off today doing honeydews.
There you go.
See that?
All right. What's first on the list?
Repair a piece of tile on our kitchen floor.
How long do you think that'll take? Do you think you can make it last all day and then have to get to avoid the others on the list?
I'm going
to
milk it all day.
Mahalo indeed.
Mahalo.
Right. You're first on the list today. One, two, or three, which is the fake news story?
I'm gonna stretch it. I'm going to say number two.
Number two, tattoo that was removed from the dearly departed husband of Dana Austin, and then the Dallas Cowboys tattoo was then prominently displayed in her home
for
remembrance purposes. Yeah.
So the good news is, Quincy, you're right.
Oh, good. Thankfully.
The bad news is...
What?
It happened, but it was a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
So Dana Austin's husband was a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. He had a tattoo. He dies. Then she has that removed. And then is now there for...
It wasn't Dana. It was a different woman who I'm going to keep her name anonymous.
Display that?
I don't know. I mean, maybe she should put it as a new picture on her dating profile.
In the kitchen?
I don't know. It's a good look.
That's weird. Well, you know what?
New to you, too.
Tuesday was tattoo removal day.
Yeah, see?
So,
do it yourself. Just wait till you're dead.
Oh,
no problem.
Heavens. So that means that two thieves crawled through a sewer system for 18 cases of Nikes?
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Yeah.
Did that mean they had to crawl out through the sewer system, too, and those Nikes are a little...
One would imagine.
Flushy?
Yeah.
Will they float?
Well,
I don't know. And then the guy out there in California acquired a train horn.
You know, California's going to California.
Well, cuckoo-ca-choo.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's why they're all moving to Texas.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the politics.
We got enough trains here, so yeah, we don't need any horns brought in.
It's the whistles.
All right. Quincy, you're going to the Bulls, the Bears, the Barrel.
Woo-hoo.
There it is. That's Friday morning. Fake news.